When Superman, the latest film adaptation of our iconic superhero, was released earlier this year, right-wing commentators maligned it for being too politicized. In response, Andrew Slack and José Antonio Vargas published a piece, which appeared in The Hollywood Reporter in July. Here are excerpts from that article entitled, "Yes, Superman Has Always Been an Immigration Story." A link to the full piece will be posted on our page for this show. Now here are Slack and Vargas on the new film, Superman. When filmmaker James Gunn called his new Superman film an immigrant story, critics accused him of politicizing Superman. But you can't politicize the truth. Superman has been an illegal alien for 87 years. Superman entered America without papers, a baby refugee fleeing a dying planet. Like countless immigrants before him, he changed his name from the foreign-sounding, in his case Hebrew, Kal-El, to the anglicized Clark Kent. He learned new customs, balanced his heritage with his adopted culture, and used his unique abilities to serve the nation that initially feared him. This isn't subtext, it's text. Superman's creators, Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, were children of Jewish immigrants who understood displacement intimately. In 1938, as Hitler rose to power, they created a hero who embodied their American dream, someone who could protect the vulnerable because he knew what it meant to be cast aside. Superman's very essence springs from being what he called a universal outsider. This outsider status isn't incidental to his heroism. It's the source of it. Those who have known rejection become champions of acceptance. Those who have felt powerless fight for the defenseless. Today, that outsider would be deported. In fact, without birthright citizenship, Superman would never have existed at all. Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, born in Cleveland to Jewish immigrant parents, would have been stripped of citizenship and deported to Nazi-controlled Europe to face certain death in countries they'd never known. No Jerry and Joe means no Superman. No Superman means no superhero genre. The children of immigrants who followed their lead, creating Batman, Captain America, Spider-Man, and at least 90% of all iconic superheroes would have met the same fate. The modern mythology that defines American popular culture worldwide, all erased. Superman endures because he represents something larger than politics, the American paradox itself. We are a nation built by the displaced, willing immigrants and unwilling slaves, refugees and dreamers, all orphaned from somewhere else. Superman, the ultimate orphan, transforms this shared wound into purpose, proving that our greatest strength comes not from where we're born, but from what we choose to become. As Trump's deportation machine accelerates, that truth feels more urgent than ever. Since 1938, Superman has defined the American way through action. In 1940, while the isolationist America First movement preached neutrality, Superman took on Adolf Hitler. In 1949, he spoke directly to school children. Quote, "If you hear anybody talk against a schoolmate because of his religion, race, or national origin, don't wait. Tell him that kind of talk is un-American." End quote. He promoted vaccines, helping fund the polio vaccine. He exposed the Ku Klux Klan's secrets on national radio. When a gunman opens fire on immigrants, blaming them for stealing his job, Superman blocks every bullet. He stood between peaceful protesters and riot police after Ferguson. After the murder of George Floyd, he declared, "Dreams save us. Dreams lift us up and transform us, and on my soul I swear until my dream of a world where dignity, honor, and justice becomes the reality we all share. I'll never stop fighting, ever. Superman is America's conscience wearing a cape, and that terrifies critics because they're supporting a real-life supervillain. Our greatest superpower as a nation has always been our ability to welcome the stranger and watch them soar. Like Superman himself, America draws its strength not from what it was born with, but from what it chooses to become. A place where the orphaned can find home, where the powerless can discover their power, where those who flee dying worlds can help build new ones. In choosing fear over hope, walls over welcome, we don't just betray Superman's legacy, we abort our own future. The real superheroes have always been immigrants. It's time we started acting like we believe it. That was an edited version of the piece, Yes, Superman Was Always an Immigrant Story, by Andrew Slack and Jose Antonio Vargas. A link to the full piece is posted on the webpage for this show at kboo.fm.